USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in D.C. He also made a stop by ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now. And we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.